This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in Delhi today. President von der Leyen arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit to India, accompanied by 22 of the 27 EU commissioners. This is the first ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India and marks the first trip outside Europe for the new College of Commissioners, which took office in December last year. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations based on growing convergences. Prime Minister Modi will participate in Jahan Ek Khusro 2025 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi this evening. Organized by the Rumi Foundation, the festival will celebrate its 25th anniversary this year. It was started by renowned filmmaker and artist Muzaffar Ali in 2001. During the festival, the Prime Minister will also visit the Teh Bazaar that will feature one district, one product, crafts and other various exquisite artifacts from across the country and short films on handicrafts and handlooms, among others. The Delhi government is scheduled to table another Controller and Auditor General of India CAG report related to previous Aam Aadmi Party regime in Delhi Assembly today. The report is on public health infrastructure and management of health services. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will lay the copies of the report in the Assembly. 3 days ago, a CAG report related to the liquor policy of the AAP government was tabled in the Assembly, highlighting several violations in the awarding of licenses to wholesalers, retailers, hotels, clubs and restaurants. Finance Secretary Tohin Kanta Pandey has been appointed as the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, for a term of 3 years. He will succeed Madhubi Puri Butch in this role. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck many parts of Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and Nepal early this morning. The National Center for Seismology, NCS, said that the epicenter of the quake was in Nepal. The earthquake struck 14 kilometers south of Kodari in Bagmati province of Nepal around 2:36 a.m. Legendary Odia film star Uttam Mohanty passed away last night at the age of 66 in Gurugram. He was undergoing treatment for liver cirrhosis at a hospital. He had been airlifted from Bhubaneswar to the hospital on the 8th of this month for specialized care. A celebrated figure in the Odia film industry, Uttam Mohanty starred in over 130 Odia films, leaving an indelible mark on regional cinema. National Science Day will be observed today across the country. The day is celebrated every year on the 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for his groundbreaking discovery. The theme for this year's National Science Day is Empowering Indian Youth for Global Leadership in Science and Innovation for Viksit Bharat. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 10% additional tariff on imports from China and plans to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting next Tuesday. Imports from China already face at least a 10% tax, which began earlier this month. In Himachal Pradesh, several roads were closed to traffic as light to moderate snow continued in the higher reaches and intermittent rain slashed the middle and lower hills. The National Highway 5 near Narkanda in Shimla district has been closed due to slippery conditions following heavy snowfall. A total of 12 roads are closed in Shimla district. In the Kullu district, a flash flood threat was reported in Tosh village due to the formation of an artificial lake in Jira Nala. People living downstream were evacuated to safer locations. In the Women's T20 Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Put into bat first, Bangalore scored 125 for the loss of 7 wickets in their 20 overs. In reply, Gujarat Giants chased down the target in just 16.3 overs, losing 4 wickets. Moving on to ISL football, FC Goa registered a 1-0 win over Punjab FC at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, New Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.